Russia, Kazakhstan, and Turkmenistan signed a landmark agreement this week to build a natural gas pipeline along the Caspian Sea coast that would strengthen Moscow's monopoly on energy exports from the resource-rich region. The new pipeline deal has disappointed the European Union and the United States, which have been lobbying for a rival pipeline to be built under the Caspian Sea, bypassing Russia. Professor Bob Brannan from the George C. Marshall Institute for Security Studies says that Russia will likely use the pipeline as a negotiating tool.
What it looks like, and I think probably why Europe finds it so threatening, is that this is yet another step in the direction of Putin's Russia putting a grip on gas supplies. These are gas supplies that Europe needs. Russia has no need for any of this gas. So the agreement that was signed this week, what it really does is funnel additional gas resources, if my information is correct, from Uzbekistan into Gazprom in Russia for further distribution as it sees fit. Well, of course, the primary market for Russia is one that's in Europe. And a pipeline that avoids Russia would give Europe a better argument, a better negotiating position upon which to base future prices and these kinds of things. What Russia has a demonstrated affinity for using gas and oil in support of foreign policy objectives. So as long as Russia and the United and Europe agree on most things, there probably won't be a problem. But certainly it's going to hit the pocketbook somewhere along the line. I suspect that's what's driving European concerns.